This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I am Maiken Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. People working in public health have a big job. They are supposed to keep entire populations as healthy as possible, reducing risks without unintended consequences. And right now, there is a big debate around smoking and whether or not public health should promote e-cigarettes as a form of harm reduction. Alana Gordon has more.
Brian Collins tried everything.
From, patches to gum to prescription drugs.
But nothing works in helping him kick his habit of 20 years.
I had a very strong addiction to cigarettes.
Collins is 39, and trying to quit over the last 10 years has been tough, especially for a guy who started at the age of 16. Enter the e-cigarette. So where are we headed?
We're going into Sababa Vapes.
Collins and I walk into a place he frequents in Philadelphia for e-cigarette stuff.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Inside, it kind of smells like Skittles. A ball pit in the corner gives it a youthful vibe.
I like to come in here and shop for mostly juice, sometimes mods and tanks.
Translation?
Mod is the box that controls...
Collins goes through the basic anatomy of a modern e-cigarette, which is a type of vaporizer. It's an electronic device. The different parts basically turn liquids, or what's called juice, into a vapor that's inhaled through a mouthpiece.
The coil heats up.
A pharmacist in China is credited with inventing the first commercial e-cigarette in 2003. The newer models don't look anything like cigarettes, more like a futuristic inhaler. On the counter are menus of liquids you can order to vape. Max Goldberg is 26 and works behind the counter.
You can find anything from your traditional tobacco flavors, typical menthol flavors, to anything like a peanut butter milkshake, which is one of our top sellers.
As we're talking, Collins takes out his own orange and black device. He inhales.
It kind of replicates the sensation of smoking a cigarette.
Collins has made what I guess you could call a harm reduction plan for himself. He first started vaping with liquid containing 12 milligrams of nicotine in it. He's trying to wean himself off completely. So where are you at right now?
I'm at 3, so I'm making my way there.
He hasn't lit up a real cigarette for more than a year.
I just feel healthier overall.
So could this device be a solid tool in the field of harm reduction? I checked in with Virginia Berridge.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
By Skype. She's a historian of public health at the University of London. London's a good launching point. The UK is a pioneer in the entire field of harm reduction, which aims to reduce the risks associated with drug use instead of focusing on stopping it completely. But it's an approach, she says,
which you haven't really got in the States, where there's been a much more prohibitionist attitude, I think, towards substances historically.
But she says tobacco is especially tricky when it comes to harm reduction because of its loaded history. The public health community and the tobacco industry even teamed up in early attempts to reduce the harms of cigarettes, in the form of light cigarettes or filtered ones. But they didn't work, and turns out could be more damaging.
People were feeling that they'd been duped by the tobacco industry, which had collaborated in a program where they knew that things were actually probably almost as harmful as before.
The public health community moved toward a total cessation approach to smoking. So when e-cigarettes gained popularity, it wasn't immediately embraced as a harm reduction tool.
This has become a really polarized sort of area.
Could they really be an effective substitute? And at a more elemental level, are they safe? Jamie Hartman-Boyce is a health researcher at the University of Oxford and recently reviewed the research to date.
They haven't been around that long, so there are definitely particular questions about their long-term safety profile, and we honestly won't know the answer to that until they've been around for longer.
But Hartman-Boyce says, based on the small, solid studies that are out there, e-cigarettes do appear to help people quit. The Royal College of Physicians, the professional body for British doctors, is already advising smokers that e-cigarettes are a helpful way to quit smoking. But here in the U.S., there's more caution.
It's not a simple question of, are e-cigarettes less harmful than some other tobacco product?
Mitch Zeller is director for the Center for Tobacco Products at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. He says people need to keep the bigger picture in mind.
The public health impact of e-cigarettes, good, bad, or otherwise, really come down to the answers to two very fundamental questions. Who is using the products and how are they being used?
He worries that e-cigarettes could be a Trojan horse, renormalizing smoking and giving rise to a whole new generation of young smokers. Plus, he doesn't want to make the same mistake we made when we prematurely accepted low-tar and filtered cigarettes as an answer.
The science is evolving, and we need more science. We have questions in need of answering.
In recent months, Zeller's federal agency has come down a lot on vaporizers and e-cigarettes. They're now all considered tobacco products, meaning they'll have to go through a government review. That includes small shops that do things like create their own liquids. And these stricter regulations have vapers like Brian Collins worried.
They're starting to destroy, you know, businesses that people have created to help other people get away from analogs to the digital cigarette.
He believes only the bigger tobacco companies will have the resources to navigate the approval process, crushing these smaller independent guys. Still, he recognizes the science isn't in yet. But in the meantime,
if I can choose between inhaling four chemicals over the thousands of chemicals in cigarettes, I'll take the four chemicals every day.
Which is the very essence of the harm reduction philosophy. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.